This is Michael Easter. A quick note that if you're hearing this, you are not a member of 2%. Here's what that means. You'll be able to listen to the full episode of any of our podcasts that are published on Monday for free. Totally free. So enjoy. But you'll only get a preview of our episodes that are published on Wednesdays and Fridays. So if you want to become a member and get full access to this episode and all of our past and future episodes, please become a member at twopct.com. Thanks, and enjoy the episode. Welcome to 2% with Michael Easter. Today is Friday, April 19th. Another beautiful day to be alive. And our episode today, it is the third Friday of the month, which means it is time for the expedition. So this monthly series is a journey into thoughts, opinions, ideas, observations, studies, facts, figures, etc. Good ones, bad ones, insightful ones, dumb ones, and ones you can use to live better. It's a roundup of all the worthwhile stuff that I've encountered in the last month. Yeah, it's a bit of an island of misfit toys, but the greatest journeys in life are always winding. Quick housekeeping before we dive into today's post, the expedition, one of my favorites. Quick thank you to our sponsors who make the best products in their category. Momentous Nutrition, the company that made me feel good about supplements again. The U.S. military and most pro sports teams trust them, and you can too. GoRuck, maker of the world's best rucking gear, not stuff. And then Maui Nui Venison, last but not least. They are the provider of the world's healthiest meat. The research, which I've linked to, is insane and quite amazing. Discount code Easter for all brands. Now let's roll. So here's what we're covering on this month's episode of The Expedition, a timely documentary that I rewatched. I think it's the best documentary ever made. It's a hill that I'm pretty confident I will die on. Then we're going to cover some fascinating numbers on how far Walmart workers walk during a shift. Turns out it's far. And we're going to cover the number of steps that protects us against the world's top killer. We're going to cover how gold medal winning Olympians balance intense training with relaxed training, the power of one additional hour of sleep, new data on being a vegetarian, and the dose of creatine per day that increased recovery. Then after the numbers, we are going to talk about supplements and the three dirtiest supplements on the market, the ones that are most often tainted, and how I think about supplements, which is a hotly debated topic. Then we're going to talk about the benefits of basic foods and problems with quote unquote natural foods. Then we're going to cover a great reading tool. We're going to go over a spectacular long cutting quote about taxes. And then finally, an important parting question and a grievance-laden rant from me related to the question. So let's dive in. Okay, the documentary that I rewatched was OJ Made in America. Again, I think this is the best documentary film ever made. It's long. It's 5 1.5-hour episodes. But the film won Best Documentary at the 2016 Oscars. It explores race and celebrity in America through the life of OJ Simpson, who died last week. Hence, that is what cued me to rewatch this documentary. Now, this documentary is so good and deep and thought-provoking that I used to assign it in a history of journalism course that I taught at the university where I was a professor. So the point of doing that was to get students to think about racial and societal issues, the power of celebrity and narrative, and basically how news coverage affects all those issues and our perceptions of them. You can watch it for free if you have an account on Hulu, ESPN Plus, or Sling, or you can purchase it on Amazon Prime. Highly recommend it. Okay, next section, by the numbers. 10, that is the number of miles a day Walmart managers walk while managing the store. And that is based on extrapolating 20,000 steps into miles. In general, 2,000 steps is equal to 1 mile. Next number, 8,200. That is the number of steps a day that protected people against heart disease. And that data is from about 6,000 Fitbit users. I'm going to write more on step counts later, my thoughts on them. Next number, 3. That is the number of days each month the gold medal winning German track cycling team trained at their most intense speeds leading up to the Olympics. So just 3 days a month. On the other hand, and the next number, is 25. That is the number of days each month the German team trained by riding long distances at low intensity. So less intense training, 25 days a month. So the lesson when we combine these two numbers is that if you want to get fast, you need to spend much more time going slow for a really long time. Next number, 38% decrease in your odds of experiencing high levels of stress for every additional hour of sleep that you get. That is good. Sleep is good. Next number is about 20. That is the percent drop in the number of Americans who say they're vegetarian since 2018. In 2018, about 6% of the population identified as vegetarian. Now the figure is just under 5%. More numbers on being a vegetarian in America. 2, that is the number of times more likely that low-income people are to be vegetarian compared to middle and upper-income Americans. 3, times more likely women are to be vegetarian compared to men. 3, times more likely people who identify as politically liberal are to be vegetarian compared to those who identify as politically moderate or conservative. And I have a source for all of those lovely plant-based figures in the post at twopct.com. Final number. We got another 3. 3 threes in a row. 3. Grams of creatine that helped people recover from exercise fatigue and muscle damage faster. Now, if you use creatine, purchase a brand that is NSF certified, meaning it's been thoroughly tested by a third party. That ensures the product contains exactly what it says. I like Momentous. They're a sponsor of 2% for a good reason. Now, speaking of that, moving out of the numbers section here, the 3 dirtiest supplements and how I think about supplements. So more than half of adults take dietary supplements. It is a $35 billion industry. But, surprise, not all of these supplements contain what the label says. Poison Control receives thousands of calls every single year around supplements. And in fact, they receive about 1,000 times more complaints than the FDA does. And the FDA regulates supplements. So people take too many supplements and they call Poison Control, not the FDA. At least 2,000 people are hospitalized each year due to supplements. And a study in JAMA, which is one of the better journals out there, it noted, and I'm quoting here, from 2007 to 2016, 776 adulterated dietary supplements were identified by the FDA and 146 different dietary supplement companies were implicated. Now, the biggest offenders, the 3 biggest offenders, these were supplements that were marketed for 1, sexual enhancement. 45.5% of the offenders were for sexual enhancement. Now, color me shocked that gas station boner pills with names like, quote, Super Panther 7K and, quote, Rhino 69 Power 500K aren't on the up and up. Yes, I just called them boner pills because that's what I've heard them referred to by most people. Number 2 was weight loss. That accounted for 40.9% of supplements that were tainted. A note here, a little takeaway, any over-the-counter fat loss product that actually works is actually meth. 3rd, muscle building. Those accounted for 11.9% of tainted supplements. So a tell here on these is that if the bottle at your local GNC features an image of a man who has pumped himself full of steroids, the product within the bottle is probably also pumped with steroids. Just a note. Now, those 3 categories, sexual enhancement, weight loss, muscle building, are probably all rather obvious. They're like, yeah, I would expect those to be the 3 categories here. The larger debate within supplements is whether taking any supplements at all is quote unquote worth it. Here is my take on this. We know that supplementation works, or else governments around the world wouldn't fortify foods. So we have saved millions of lives and improved the health of even more people than that by adding vitamins and minerals to commonly consumed foods. I've got a link out to a big piece on fortification and what you need to know about it. It's linked to in the piece at twopct.com. Now the question we're grappling with though is whether additional supplementation is good. And I think it depends on who you are and why you are taking it. Will taking something that you have enough of help you? No, probably not. Will taking something you don't have enough of help you? Probably yes. So I have linked out to, because this is a big complex topic, I've linked out to two stories in the post. One is the 2% guide to vitamins and minerals, and a post on why you probably don't get enough vitamins and minerals. That'll give you a kind of rundown of what you are perhaps insufficient in and how you should think about this. But to tell you what I take daily, I take a multivitamin to cover my bases. I take an omega-3 because I don't eat a ton of fish. I take vitamin D because I don't live in the sun all day. If you want to continue listening to this episode, please become a member of 2% with Michael Easter. Go to TWOPCT.com. Once you become a member, you'll get full access to this episode and all of our past and future episodes. Plus, you'll get the newsletter, which releases the most useful and practical health, performance, and mindset information online 3 times each week. Thanks.